So here's the question. How do active people in the Des Moines area stay pain-free and live the active, fulfilled life that they deserve at any age? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. I'm Ryan Domeyer, and welcome to the Rev Health Radio Podcast. Welcome back to the Rev Health Radio Podcast. Dr. Ryan back here today, going on a little rant, and is one that I think everyone is going to relate to in some way, shape, or form. And what I want to talk about today is stretching. And really, the point of where I'm at in 2022, where stretching is dead. Yes, you heard me right. Stretching is dead. So, Ryan, what do you mean by that? Am I not supposed to stretch? Is stretching bad for you? Is stretching good for performance? Is it bad for performance? Exactly all of those reasons. The number one reason why I think stretching is dead is because nobody knows what it is. Weekly, I have clients show up that have been in pain, and they try to take care of pain themselves, and they say, yeah, I've been stretching. I always go back to them and say, what do you mean stretching? Because every single person has a different definition of what stretching is. Some people it's doing yoga. Some people it's static stretching and holding a muscle at end length. Some people it's doing resistance band exercises. Some people it's foam rolling. Stretching is a blanket term that isn't well defined, and no one knows what the intent is. Therefore, they're just told they're supposed to do it. Constantly, when I meet someone and I tell them that I have a doctorate degree in physical therapy, they look at me, they sit up straighter and fix their posture, and then they say, oh yeah, I really should be stretching more. And I look at them and I say, maybe. How do you mean? Like, what do you mean you should be stretching more? I don't exactly know what that means, but let's have a conversation about it. The other reason that people feel guilty is there's just information overload. The human body's really complex. The muscular system itself is very complex. Heck, I have a 4-year degree in exercise physiology or kinesiology, which is just the study of movement. It's a super complex term that people can't quite understand. And especially if you don't have a 4-year bachelor's degree or a 7-year doctorate degree in movement and muscles like myself, it can be really complicated. So what I want to do today is talk about a different framework for stretching, because like I said, stretching is dead, but I have a different framework that can help people move better, help them get them out of pain, help them own their muscles, which is a big theme you're going to hear me talk about on the podcast coming up this year. So instead of stretching, I've broken it down into two other subcategories. And it's really all about self-care of your muscles. If we think about it, the muscular system is a huge system in our body. There are massive muscles throughout our entire body. And yes, it's not the biggest organ in the body. The skin is technically the biggest organ, but it's a group of individual organs as muscles that all work together to help our body move. And as adults, or as kids, or as Americans, we don't take care of it enough as we should. And people know that. We know, hey, the dentist tells me I need to brush my teeth twice a day, and I need to floss. Most people do one, some people do both. But we know that's good for our teeth health. There's no clear definition for what you should do to take care of the muscles in your body. Therefore, we all say, I should stretch more because that's what I learned in PE class when I was in high school. So hopefully this framework will work out. And if you're more of a visual learner, I'll post a link to a YouTube video I did on the same concept of breaking it down into different categories. But as far as taking care of your muscles, owning your muscles, I break it down into two categories. The first one being mobility. The second one being muscle release. Two separate things to do for different reasons. And making sure that the person listening to this podcast knows the intent of those is very, very important. So let's break that down a little further. Mobility. What does that mean, Ryan? I've heard that term a lot. I think Kelly Starrett really, really made it famous back in the 2010s ish with his company mobility wad, but when I think of mobility, I think of moving the joint and muscles into a new range of motion. It's usually an end range of motion in one direction that the body and our joints aren't quite used to, and we have to work to get it moving in that direction. Here's a couple examples. When someone sits at an office desk all day, I generally recommend that they lean backwards on their chair or lean backwards on a foam roller. Because the mid back gets flexed over, I want to get some mobility back and get some end range of motion in the opposite direction. That's a mobility drill. That's a way for your body to move better in a different direction. The second category is muscle release. The whole intent of a muscle release is to decrease the tone of a muscle. So I want to recap the difference. Mobility is moving our joints and muscles through a new range of motion, generally at end range. Muscle release is decreasing the tone of the muscle. There is a whole host of different ways we can decrease the tone of the muscle, and all of them come back to tricking the brain to temporarily have it relax. So let's talk a little bit more about that, and I'll tell you this is what people think of with stretching. So a way to decrease the tone of a muscle could be static stretching. We've all done that runner stretch at some point in our life, probably, where you grab your ankle and you bend your knee and you stretch your quad. And we hold it for 30 to 90 seconds, and then the quad muscle isn't quite as tight. Perfect way to decrease muscle tone is to do a static stretch just like that of any muscle in the body. Another way would be putting a foam roller on the muscle, or a lacrosse ball, or getting a massage. All of those send a signal to the brain, and when it's enough time occurs, the brain tells the muscle to relax for a short period of time. Sometimes it's 15 minutes, sometimes it's a day. Research is kind of mixed about that. But the most important thing, and the thing that I see people screw up the most on when it comes to muscle release, is not knowing the intent, not testing and retesting. That's why compliance is low. If I have someone do a static stretch of their neck because that triangle muscle on the top of their shoulder is really tight, they better feel a loosened up trap muscle after 60 to 90 seconds. Otherwise, that's not an effective drill for them. It's a waste of their time. That's why compliance is so low with stretching. We don't know what to look for. We don't know what to test, retest. If you want to try any of these on your own, the test retest should be the tone of the muscle that you're working on. Stick a lacrosse ball right between the middle of your back, and after a minute or so, see if you can move a little better. See if you feel a little loosened up. If it works, great. That's a great drill for you. If it doesn't, you'll have to try a different strategy. The biggest thing I see as well is we don't spend enough time under tension. There's actually some pretty good research on this, of we need anything under 45 seconds of a single muscle isn't long enough to actually get the signal to the brain and to have the brain decrease the muscle tone. The window we need to work with is about 45 to 90 seconds. Anything over 90 seconds isn't getting as much gain. It's still fine to do, but usually I shoot for a minute. 1 to 2 minutes is what it's going to take on an individual muscle to decrease the muscle tone. So let's recap everything we talked about today. Stretching is dead. I don't like the term. It's boring. There's low compliance. People feel guilty for not doing it. They're not sure what to do. They're not sure the intent of what they're doing. So we're breaking that up. To take care of your muscles, we need mobility, or the ability to move our body through full ranges of motion, and we need to be able to have muscle release. If anyone listening deals with tight muscles and doesn't know what I'm talking about, please head over to my YouTube channel. I'm planning on posting a lot of different content this year to empower people to take care of their own muscles. Whether you're a runner, a weightlifter, a weekend warrior, or the people I've been seeing a lot of lately, a workday warrior, someone who sits and is in a compromised position most of the day, I'm going to post content directly toward you. It's the exact same drills I teach people when they come and work with me one-on-one. So hopefully everyone out there can benefit from those as well. So I'm going to post a link into the show description, but head over to the Rev Health and Wellness YouTube channel. Subscribe. I'll have some exciting things coming this year that I'm planning. But if you found this educational, if you took something away, if you think someone could benefit, please share this video, share the YouTube link below, and hopefully starting in 2022, we can move on from stretching, because stretching is dead, and we can get people's muscles and bodies moving better. Thanks everyone for listening. I'll catch you guys next time. Hey, real quick before you go, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast and would like to share it with others, please take a screenshot and share it to your story on Facebook or Instagram, and make sure to tag Rev Health and Wellness. To stay up to date on all of our latest episodes, be sure to follow Rev Health and Wellness on Facebook and Instagram.